Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. We had the June event, and I'm still trying to keep doing this daily thing because, damn it, I can't be beat by Big Fatty. So, no. I don't know. I just thought, well, I'm on a roll. I've been able to do it daily so far for, like, almost a month, so... You know, 20 days forms a habit or something like that. So I'm just going to try. I'm going to see if I can keep it going. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to... Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't know if I'm going to keep it up forever. But yeah, I'm going to keep it up for now. So it is officially... So I released the Saturday episode on Monday. So technically, you don't have an episode from me saying... Today is Monday, June 24th, you know, or whatever. But, and it was funny because Saturday I realized, oh my gosh, I didn't record an episode on Friday. So technically I didn't do it daily, although I did release an episode. So I did get 5 episodes in last week. They just were not daily. I missed Friday. I was on the air on Friday, however. I did the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. And so, you know, that's a thing. That's got to count for something, right? And so, you know, whatever. I mean, technicalities. Basically, I did it. You know, sometimes Fatty records a show and then he has technological issues and it doesn't post. So, anyway, I want to give a weight update. I have splurged a lot in the past 4 or 5 days because... Pride 48 was stressing me out, and I just, work was stressing me out. And when I get stressed, I tend to either want to eat or want to have sex. One of the two. And sometimes both. Actually, they're, you know, it's weird because you know, if you gain weight, you're less sexually attractive. So those two don't really go together. I mean, I guess I could spray whipped cream all over Mark or something, and I don't know. But. Or ice cream, like Dolce de Leche, or Haagen-Dazs has this really good one that's got like a almond, and it's got some caramel and almond and honey, and I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but it's really good. And anyway, so I did bad, but I didn't eat Saturday. So I was like, you know what? I splurged because I was stressed for Pride 48. I'm not going to eat on Saturday. So I had to drive to go to my haircut, and... The last time I ate was dinner on Friday night. So I had dinner around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, something like that. And then after, I think it was after the opening show. I don't remember, but at some point I had dinner and then I didn't eat after that until Sunday at lunch. So I didn't eat anything, like nothing at all. I fasted all day Saturday. And when I weighed on Sunday, I had lost 0.6 pounds. So I've lost about 31 pounds since I started, and I did splurge again on Sunday, so I've probably gained that 0.6 pounds back now, and now I'm going on a cruise leaving tomorrow, so I mean, who knows? My game plan, I know I'm going to gain weight on the cruise. Like, I know I'm going to gain weight on the cruise, but my game plan is breakfast, I'm just going to do fruit and eggs. I'm not going to do pastries. I'm not going to, maybe one day, maybe like on a Saturday or something, I'll treat myself. But then lunch, I'm going to do some kind of chicken, like a salad or something like that. You know, not anything, not fried, but like a grilled chicken of some sort of salad, something like that. Maybe some fruit again. And then for dinner, I'm going to eat, because we bought a pass to eat at all the restaurants on the boat. So at dinner, I'm going to eat at the restaurants on the boat. But I'm going to try not to order 2 entrees or something like that. Because on the Disney cruise, sometimes if I liked both entrees, I would literally order 2 different entrees, which is ridiculous. And, you know, so I'm going to try not to do that. And like I said, I know I will gain some weight, but I want to try to make that minimal because I don't want to have to... I've lost 31. I don't want to backtrack and gain 10 pounds and then have to lose, you know, all that again. And then I don't think I'm going to weigh the week that I get back, but I'm going to immediately go back on Weight Watchers, like really strictly for a week and then weigh myself. So I don't want to get totally depressed. I don't want to be like, you know, step on the scale, I've gained 10 pounds. Because the last cruise I went on, I was able to lose all the weight that I gained within 2 weeks. So most of it must have been like water weight and, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, I didn't do anything other than Pride 48 this weekend. The weekend went really well. Those of you who listened, thank you so much. We got over $3,000. We probably got about $3,200 to $3,300 worth of donations. And that saved Fatty's show. So I don't know that Fatty was ever really planning to quit. I don't think he could. Like, I think he really would miss doing his show, even if it's not daily, even if he takes a break occasionally, you know, or whatever. I think he would really miss doing it. So I always thought he was going to rename it, or, you know, he was going to do. And I'll tell you a little secret. Fatty and I had a conversation where I said, Fatty, you're not really going to end your show. Like, you know, and what are you going to do in August? So we're just not going to have Big Fatty, you know, on the, and this was weeks ago. This was before he had even decided, before, you know, that, what is it called? The not a poll, but the petition. That's before the petition went up. That's before he decided to have this contest to get donations for Pride 48. I talked to him at least a month or more ago, and I said, you know, I don't know. What are you going to do? And we, you know, Fatty, your show always starts Pride 48. And he told me, he said, I've got a plan. Don't worry about it. And I honestly do not think that he had a plan for the donation contest at that point. So I think he knew that he was going to do some iteration of his show going forward. I mean, maybe not, but I think he did. I could be wrong, but, you know, but I think he did. I really do. Anyway, so, but regardless, whether he was going to end it or not, it's now saved. Woo! And everyone can rejoice. So we're all good there. And I will admit that I would have missed it as well had I, you know, had he stopped doing it. Even though I joke that I listen on double speed and all that kind of stuff, which actually I do. I mean, that's not a joke, but I mean, it is a joke, but it's real. I just have so many podcasts that I listen to. A lot of them I listen on double speed so that I can get through more of them, because I really love listening to podcasts, but I only have so much time during the day to listen to podcasts. So a lot of them get listened to at double speed, unless for some reason the person already talks so fast that if I do double speed, I can't understand them. And so then I, you know, then those get listened to on single speed, or maybe 1.25 or 1.5. So I have various ranges between 1 and 2. You kind of have to work up to 2 for any podcast. You kind of have to start at like 1.25 for a week or two, kind of get used to the host's voice at that speed. And then you go up to 1.5, and then you go up to 1.75. And then, you know, so you train your ears to hear. And so now Fatty at double speed sounds normal. When I listen to him at regular speed, it sounds like, well, hello, everybody. Hi. You know, like that. But when I listen on double speed, it just sounds normal. So I don't know. I was going to play a voicemail on this episode, but I don't want to play a voicemail over the music. I really needed to do that kind of at the beginning half, and I didn't. So I'm going to save that for either tomorrow, Wednesday episode, or Thursday, Friday. I have 2 different voicemails, so I might stretch those out, because I'm going to try to record 3 days tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so that the first couple of days on the cruise, I'm not having to try to record something. But then I'm taking my iPad, and I've got some podcasting software on the iPad. I'm also taking my Zoom recorder that I always take on trips with me. And so I'm hoping to do, you know, daily from the cruise ship as well. We'll see how that goes, but that's my plan for now. So yesterday I just was recovering from podcasting. Turnip Head and Big Fatty emailed me about various things, and I was just like, ugh, I cannot do any pride for you. Turnip Head was like talking about website stuff, and I love Turnip Head. Like, I love him. But I wanted to, and I'm a people pleaser, so I don't ever say anything. And I'm saying it on my podcast right now. As Joey said, I talk about people on my podcast because I'm not really talking. Anyway, I love Turnip Head. Turnip Head, if you listen, I love you. But I got that email and it had like, I don't know, 4 or 5 different things that we need to do to the website to meet regulations or whatever. And I wanted to say, Turnip Head, we've just had a 3-day weekend where I've had to be totally devoted to, you know, watching the chat room, making sure everything was going right, fixing things when the stream was, you know, I just need to relax a little bit. I'm about to go on vacation. But I didn't say that. I said, well, finally, I sent a couple of emails and then I said, hey, let's talk about this when I get back from vacation, you know. And Fatty sent me some stuff. Oh, here are some more pictures and stuff for raffle items. And I want to be like, Fatty, I'll get it on the website when I get it on the website. But I love everybody. I just sometimes, you know. So I'm really excited that we're going on this cruise. We're starting to pack tonight. And I'm only working half a day tomorrow. So I'm going to do most of my packing tomorrow. And I still have items. I have filters for my camera lenses and the camera bag. They sent the wrong color, so I had to reorder it, and I'm returning the first one, but it hasn't gotten here yet, so it's supposed to arrive tomorrow, and our flight's tomorrow. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.